Zoomer Radio, Andy, Kim, and the Temptations on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Sam here. Despite the wonky weather, so windy and sunny and rainy and flurries, double-digit temps, then down below freezing, spring really is here, and you need to get your vehicle ready for the new season. Alan Gelman is one of Toronto's best-known car care experts, a popular podcaster and host of Canada's number one consumer automotive radio show, Dave's Corner Garage, heard every Saturday morning at 10 right here on Zoomer Radio. Welcome back, Alan. Always good to have you on the show.
Thanks very much, Sam. Always a pleasure to come down and see you guys.
Yeah. What does winter do to our vehicles?
Oh, it takes a toll on them, that's for sure. We have so many different potholes. We have corrosion from salt that's applied to the road. And then, of course, we have ice, which breaks our windshield wipers and does all that kind of stuff. So it really does take a toll. And before you head out for the summertime, of course, you want to make sure you get your car serviced.
I want to tell you what my dad used to do. So this is my memory as a little girl, and I always used to think it was so strange because after winter, Dad would take both the vehicles out and he would have them detailed before he'd take them to the mechanic because he wanted the car to be super clean inside and out so they could see all the flaws from the winter, like whether there were stone chips or dents or whatever else was going on. So it was his first step in his car care maintenance for the spring. What do you think of that?
I think that's great for the mechanic, but when he got them back, were they just as clean?
No. Oh, no. I mean, you know, I think my dad was always keeping in mind was he wanted to see the shape the vehicle was truly in before he handed it over to the mechanic because he wanted to make sure that they weren't overworking the vehicle or underworking the vehicle, right? Like, there's always an element of, there's a trust factor in that when you hand a car over to somebody else.
No question at all. And this is why we always, you know, our old pal Dave used to talk about the neighborhood mechanic and how you got to know somebody and you trusted them and that's who you went to for service. Unfortunately, when you go to a big, big car dealership, you're just another work order. You're just another car. And the mechanic doesn't really get to see you. And sometimes, again, because of their overhead, they sell a little bit more than maybe what you need, if that's what you're getting at.
Certainly.
I mean, again, if you have someone you know and trust, and the best part is, too, you see, what we always suffer with broken telephone, hopefully not ours right now, but in other words, you know, when there's a problem with your car, unless you're talking to the person who's actually going to look at it, a lot of times things get sold or get fixed that weren't really the issue, and you get the car back and it's exactly the same.
Yeah.
So this is why, again, with a small shop, you've got a problem, you've got a squeak, you've got a rattle, you've got some kind of sensation. Come on, let's go for a ride so I can point it out to you so that I'm going to address exactly what you need and not have you spend too much money.
Yeah, I do love that. And it is also a real vulnerable point for a lot of people who don't know a lot about their own vehicles. And so you have to put your trust in sometimes a stranger. So that's why that neighborhood shop may be the best for you. So let's get to the work that needs to be done. This has been a particularly brutal winter. So what needs to be checked?
Well, if you were smart enough in the fall and put winter tires on, of course, they're going to have to come off, which is a perfect time for you to have the brakes checked. Brakes need to be checked. Suspension components need to be checked. Most likely, the mechanic will take the car for a ride prior to taking it apart, again, to listen for noises and perhaps check the front end to make sure that the steering is straight, and that way it's going to drive fine, it won't shake, and you won't wear your tires out prematurely. So alignment has to be checked. Again, as I mentioned, brakes, because the salt really gets everything to seize up inside the brake components. And especially now when gas prices are going crazy, you want the brakes to work well. And what I mean is not on stopping, but actually when they come off, that they release so that there's no extra friction that's going to cause you to burn extra gas.
Interesting. And when should I take my winters off? Because there's an argument around, oh, early April or wait until the weather settles down a bit. What's your thinking on that?
Well, certainly, you know, depending on how much you drive, it will change whether how important it is that I have to get them done today. The magic number, of course, is 7. And, of course, that means that your summer tire will work better if it's over 7 degrees and your winter tire will work better when it's under 7 degrees. But Our temperatures, as you mentioned earlier, fluctuate so badly. One day it can be plus 10 and the next day is minus 5. So it's all that but not critical. So because you have to understand, too, that if you're using a smaller garage, they can only do so many cars per day kind of thing. So if you do want to make an appointment to get them done, don't just wait until the last minute, because this is what normally happens in the wintertime, where all of a sudden the weatherman says it's going to snow and everybody wants to come in the same day. Most shops can't handle it, and you don't want them to rush. You want them to take their time and to do it properly. So pick up the phone now, make an appointment maybe for in 2 weeks from now or maybe a month from now. But certainly, obviously, by later May and June, you want to make sure your winter tires are off. But if they're not, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, but you consume more gas with the winter tires on, don't you?
It's a good question. I think this could be one of those old lifestyles. I don't think it does necessarily.
Well, I was thinking just because the treads are thicker and they grip the road, and so it's just more work for the vehicle. But, oh, okay, you're the expert.
Okay. You are talking about what they call rolling resistance.
Right.
And, you're right. I mean, summer tires would be a little bit smoother, but, again, just to have them on for an extra couple of weeks, I don't know if you'd see them measurable.
Yeah, makes sense. Okay, Alan Gellman, host of Dave's Corner Garage, the number one consumer automotive radio show in all of Canada. It's heard every Saturday morning at 10 right here on Zoomer Radio. You were awesome. Thank you so much. I took notes. I'm going to get the job done, Alan.
You know what? It sounds like you do know a little bit about cars. And, maybe we'll have you on our show on a Saturday.